Welcome back to the NFL News Podcast. I'm Charlie O'Hara. You know what we're going to do today? We're going to do NFL News from the last 24 hours. I didn't upload yesterday because there was a piece of news, not too much. So I'm going to do that today. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is Anthony Harris. He signed a franchise tender. So the Vikings applied the tag on Harris in mid-March and still have until July 15th for them to agree on a long-term deal. So I think he's a really good player. Like, he had six interceptions last year, I think. Yeah, 6 interceptions, 60 tackles, and 11 passes defended. So, I didn't think he was going to go anywhere. So, I expected him to sign a deal with the Vikings. So, I was right. Re-signed a deal with the Vikings. And, yeah. That's all I really have on that. Up next, this happened yesterday. Former Broncos, Giants, and now Redskins wide receiver Cody Latimer was arrested on Saturday morning in Douglas County, Colorado, on 5 charges. Three felonies, including assault and second-degree assault, menacing, illegal discharge of firearm, and 2 misdemeanors, prohibited use of weapon, and reckless endangerment. He was drafted in the second round of the 2014 NFL draft by the Denver Broncos, later traded to the Giants in 2017. Last year for the Giants, he caught 24 passes for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. One of his best seasons of his career. Over the course of his career, he has 70 receptions, 835 yards, and 6 scores. By the way, he's a wide receiver. If I haven't said it already, I probably have. But, he's played for the Broncos and the Giants, and on March 25th, he signed with the Redskins. Details on it say that deputies responded to a call of shots fired inside an apartment in Douglas County at 12:11 a.m. Saturday, according to the police. After gaining entry to this apartment, deputies detained 3 individuals and then took Latimer into custody. No injuries related to gunshots were reported. He was released later in the day yesterday. After posting a $25,000 bond. Next is some somewhat related news to that. Bills defensive lineman Ed Oliver was arrested earlier today. Saturday night, which is yesterday, in Houston, charged with driving while intoxicated, DWI, and unlawfully carrying a weapon. He was bonded out earlier today, and Oliver was found driving with an open container of alcohol between his legs. A subsequent search of Oliver's vehicle found a pistol, and he was illegally carrying the pistol, so there's that, unlawfully carrying the weapon. Oliver was arrested and brought to the Kingswood Hospital for a mandatory blood draw before being transported to jail. That's 3 times in the last 4 days an NFL player has been arrested. Also, little update on the DeAndre Baker, Quentin Dunbar thing, but it's mainly to do with DeAndre Baker. The Giants have told corner DeAndre Baker not to attend virtual team meetings after his arrest, according to Jordan Ron, I think how you pronounce it. If you don't know, go check it out. I think it was, when was it? The 13th, I think? Yeah, it was the 13th. On the 13th of May, DeAndre Baker and Quinnen Dunbar were at, like, a barbecue or something in Florida, and then an argument broke out. DeAndre Baker pulled out a gun, robbed the place, and it was him and Quinnen Dunbar. They robbed the place, getting $2,100 in cash and four watches, which is a vaulted total of $61,200, I believe. So the Giants told DeAndre Baker not to attend the virtual team meetings after the arrest he had. He did turn himself in a little while ago after the arrest warrants were issued. Him and Quinnen Dunbar did turn themselves in to the Marmar police. I think it's Marmar. Is that how I pronounce it? I don't know. That's where the party and arrest took place. So they turned themselves in, and yeah, that's the update I have on that for you. And I think that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the NFL News Podcast. I will hopefully be back tomorrow with more news, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.